And we had 3 weeks of rain. And if we didn't have a hard pour down rain in the evening, we had it sometime that night. Mm-hmm. And the corn was just tossing. Well, I decided, you see, a bloom, I don't understand it, but the claim a bloom falls off into that tassel into the shoot of the that makes the air corn. Mm-hmm. Is what makes the corn. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. But if that's so, I believe we had so much rain that it just washed the blossoms away and it didn't get in there. We just got the shuck and the cob. Mm-hmm. And just corn scattered around it. Now, Van's oldest boy that he's got at home, he's got one boy married and he's got one going to school down at Marietta. And a job of work, he goes to school at night and works in daytime.
You go to Southern Tech down there, or?
Huh?
Does he go to Southern Tech, or what school does he go to in Marietta?
I don't know. No. I don't know. And this boy that's at oldest and that's at home, he's just 14 years old. And he mostly done the cropping last year, and he planted him an early Rosenair patch. Well, he thought, you know, when the silk turned brown on it, that it was a good roasting there. So he picked him out some brown silks and brought them to the house. Mm-hmm. Well, he shucked them, and when he shucked them, he had a cob and a few grains scattered around on them cobs. Mm-hmm. Well, he sampled his corn, and that's the way it all was. And he cut it down for feed. Mm-hmm. And fixed the ground and replanted it. Mm-hmm. Well, most of the corn around here, and I've heard several of my kids that lives out in the paper poke, I've heard them say that they had bought it on the market that way. Mm-hmm. It was just a few grains on it.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said something interesting a minute ago. You said several of your kids that live, did you say, out of a paper poke?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you mean by that they buy groceries in the city?
Mm-hmm. And they stick their hand down in the paper poke and they look to see how many potatoes they can get out. If you're a family man, I expect you know something or another about it.
I have 5 children.
Well, you look awful young.
Well, thank you.
You must have been like a lot of them nowadays. You married awful young.
Well, no, I have to figure it up. I think I was 23 when I married. That's not too young.
Well, I was 20 and my husband was 24.
Mm-hmm.
And now, if they're 17 and 18, they're old enough to marry.
Well, I don't think so.
I don't think they are either.
I have a daughter who's 17, and I don't want her to marry for a while yet.
Well, all of mine's married. One in Michigan, one in Florida, and 3 in Georgia, one in Savannah, one in Columbus, and one at Atlanta, one over here at Dalton, one up here at Spring Place, and Van that lives here on the place with me.
Mm-hmm. I know it means a lot to you to have him live here with you.
Yeah, well, me and the 2 youngest girls was a lot of help to him.
Mm-hmm.
We'd hoe for him and he'd plow for us.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, we swapped work around that way, and he was a help to me and I was a help to him.
Mm-hmm.
It'd have been hard on him till he got kids up big enough to, he had 10.
Gracious.
5 girls and 4 boys.
Mm-hmm.
No, 6 girls.
Yeah, 6
and
four
boys.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's got